Emergency responders are getting some practice this week in responding to a statewide disaster in Alaska. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports on how Alaska Shield 2012 could lead to improved response in the event of a real-world disaster.
Media organizations across Alaska, including this radio station, received an alarming message early Monday morning. In emails marked cold weather warning, emergency management offices notified local media and emergency responders that, quote, life-threatening cold weather had come into South Central Alaska and would last for 7 to 10 days. Luckily, the messages were also clearly marked with the word exercise and came with an explanation that the life-threatening cold weather was just part of Alaska Shield 2012. Jeremy Zidek is public information officer for the state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He says Alaska Shield is a biennial emergency preparedness exercise. It's meant to test the emergency response of the state of Alaska and various communities statewide.
This year, in 2012, we're testing our cold weather response. So it's an opportunity for community emergency management staffs to stand up their incident management teams, communicate with the state, determine what they need, and then in the exercise, the state will try to figure out ways to meet those needs.
Seven communities across the state are participating in the week-long exercise: the Kenai Peninsula, Anchorage, Matsu, Fairbanks, Kodiak, Juneau, and Unalaska. Cordova and Valdez were originally scheduled to take part, says Zidek, but folks in those towns decided they'd had enough real-world emergency response after experiencing record snowfalls last month.
They decided to bow out after going through 2 weeks of real response, but these are realistic scenarios. Alaskan communities all across the state do face severe weather, and it's good to practice both within the community, but also to practice with that interaction with the state.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough also had a taste of real-world emergency response in November when a pair of powerful windstorms knocked out power for thousands of people. President Barack Obama approved a disaster declaration for those storms just last week. Still, the borough is participating in Alaska Shield 2012 by opening its Emergency Operations Center in Soldotna. That's according to Borough Public Information Officer Julie Sisko.
And ultimately, if it becomes necessary, if this does escalate into a full-blown real event, the borough would probably get into sheltering, if necessary.
The borough will also be holding a sheltering demonstration or a community slumber party, as they're billing it. That's Friday and Saturday. They're inviting the community to come spend the night at Soldotna Middle School. In addition to towns and boroughs, NSTAR Natural Gas Company is participating in Alaska Shield 2012. The gas company issued a condition yellow alert Monday that's simulating a gas shortage in South Central Alaska combined with extreme low temperatures. A condition yellow alert calls on gas customers to turn their thermostats down to 65 degrees in living areas and 40 degrees in garages and other areas. Alaska Shield 2012 will continue through Sunday. Jeremy Zidek says the next Alaska Shield exercise in 2014 will combine scenarios from the last two exercises, testing responders in the event of a major earthquake combined with extreme cold weather. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.